Baghdad's attack exacts a deadly price from Christians. Cyclone survivors get help from the church in Burma. And the gospel mixed with play overcomes ethnic tensions in Russia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Militants in Iraq say the fuse against Christians is lit. The statement comes a day after Iraqi forces stormed a church in Baghdad where gunmen had taken close to 120 hostages.
The security forces of the Iraqi government stormed the church and a gunfight ensued that resulted in dozens being killed. We know that three pastors were killed.
Carl Muller from Open Doors USA says it was a strategic attack on the church.
It's been a repeated and systematic religicide, which is the attempt of Muslim extremists on both sides, Shia and Sunni, to eliminate the Christian population in Iraq.
There are concerns the killings might force more Christians to leave Iraq.
The government appears to be relatively powerless to change, and if conditions continue in the way they are, the Christian population in Iraq will cease to exist within a few short years.
Mueller says we can pray.
I'm believing that God is going to do a miracle and preserve the Christian population in Iraq. We're trusting and standing with, shoulder to shoulder, the Christians that are suffering this way. We believe that the continuing advance of the gospel will not be stopped.
Elsewhere, 2,500 women, teens, and girls were trafficked out of West Bengal in just 1 year. Sharon with the Evangelical Free Church Mission notes that the problem is particularly bad in the border villages of India.
From these villages, girls are disappearing. I'm not talking about one here and one there. I'm talking about hundreds of girls being coerced every year and are ending up in the cities and the brothels.
What does life look like then?
When we talk about a brothel in India, we're not talking about a small place of 25 people. In Mumbai, they have two brothels that each have 50,000 people in it.
The EFCA has partnered with a church in the area to help the women of West Bengal. The prevention program's already in place where believers warn families about trafficking. The groups are in the process of creating an aftercare center in which women would learn other trade skills and hear the gospel. Your prayers and $15,000 are needed to help with the first phase. You can go to our website for more details. You're listening to Mission Network News. Back in September, we had a series on sex trafficking, but in a slightly different context, the United States. We talked about solutions to end it. How about prevention? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship partner Teresa Flores says prevention starts in the home with
touching upon old-time slavery and that we thought that that was gone and eradicated, and it's really not.
The old-age warning against strangers really is important, too, especially as traffickers lure insecure teens by telling them how beautiful they are.
Trying to instill in the kids at any age about that gut feeling, about listening to it, that don't just dismiss it. If somebody doesn't feel like a good person, or if it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is.
When a child's grades start dropping, they're frequently ill and often wearing things not bought by the parent. These could be red flags. Parents and teachers need to look into it, offer help, and love that child like Christ does. For more information to educate yourself, you can go to our website. Next, Cyclone Giri has washed over one of the poorest areas of Burma where many people live in flimsy bamboo huts. 2,700 people died in that disaster and 3,000 homes were destroyed. Local pastors supported by Gospel for Asia are delivering clean drinking water, emergency food rations, and household necessities to the survivors. One of the pastors' churches was also damaged in the storm. Pray that their outreach in the name of Christ would bear fruit. And student leaders have seen change in the lives of 1,300 children at Russian ministry summer camps this year. They braved harassment from local officials to share the good news of Jesus in a region deeply divided by ethnic tensions. As the kids learn to love God, they also learn to love one another, bringing healing for many who've been hurt by teasing and rejection. Pray that God would continue to strengthen the Russian church through this ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.